Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 17th of January, recording at 9:03 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick review. Global stock markets, well, quiet, is the best summary. Small gains, small declines across the various different world markets. And government bonds, they were a tad easier in here today. They have soft trends generally, as you know. And the US dollar, quiet, but slipped a wee bit here today. And down 9 ticks on the US dollar index. And crude oil prices, they looked They looked at 50, got down to 50.28. That's an IMEX spot price. Currently trading after hours up nearly a dollar at 52.14. And precious metals, this was quite interesting. They weakened early in the day and then rebounded. Really quite strongly. I was slightly vexed. Digression here, for which I apologize, but I had a lengthy dentist appointment this morning, and I got in and I noticed that precious metals had dipped right down. Silver, for instance, which I had been buying yesterday, dipped down to 1243 before bouncing up to 1299 and a half, and I should have left a baby steps bid order underneath the market, as I've often done in the past, but didn't. But more importantly, that's good action for silver. Gold currently trading up 720. It has been up 8 and a bit, and we had platinum. Platinum's currently showing, this is all for hours trading, and markets are really thin then. Thin in this type of environment, but currently up 11.58. That's the April contract. Palladium up 6.65. So this is pretty impressive action under the circumstances. And I know they've been ranging back and forth in here, and you get a couple of good days, and then they're followed by a couple of bad days, and so on. But to the overall patterns, well, this is a review. This is the quick review. So let me move on. Grains and beans up today, although corn, which has been the strongest recently, closed well off its highs. Soybeans had, I think, probably the best gains overall. And that's pretty much it. So where are we? Stock markets, well, a lull here is not going to cause anyone to panic. Markets have had a good run. Not surprising to see them get a bit of a pause. Ranging activity is the worst that I expect, and ranging activity means just that. It's not a repeat of the May-June sell-off. It's not really a correction at all. It's just sideways activity in possibly a slightly wider range than we had seen previously. Some stock markets have been doing that for a while. The strongest have kept on trending, but that's the way I see this outlook. Now, the interesting thing is if the stock markets become dull for a while, and remember people have become accustomed to some pretty strong gains, if they become dull, even just for a short period, where might some of that money go? Well, more on that in a moment. It's certainly not going to go into government bonds, in my opinion, which have short-term downtrends. Well, they've got medium to longer-term downtrends. I maintain that this is a secular bear market unfolding, but really they've been ranging for the last few months. And that's the main picture. But to say that liquidity, if anybody did get a little bored with the stock market. I don't think, and I'm talking about hedge funds now, short-term momentum players, they might well move towards precious metals. That's what today's action suggests to me. But as I've said on so many occasions, and I'm can be accused of talking my book here because I own futures positions in all four of those precious metals, that we won't get a really strong move until gold not only breaks up above the $650 level, but it's also showing similar strength against all the other important currencies. It could happen relatively soon, or equally, we could just get further bit choppy ranging in here. But I'm impressed by today's action. How did you, as, I was going to say, how could you guess? And what else to mention here? Oil still searching for a low. 50 is an obvious psychological level, though, for some steadying. And, oh, how could I forget? Last but not least, nickel, new all-time high. Closed here today at 35,500, and that was up $1,900, and it closed 200 off the actual high. But new all-time high, nice breakout on the charts. I posted that chart, a daily chart, so you can have a look at that. Now, this is important because nickel had shown an overall loss of momentum and a bit of a broadening pattern. The lows are still rising. The last important low is at 30,000, but it needs to maintain this upward break. We can all monitor that. But it's very, very interesting here to see that because there have been plenty of forecasts for a collapse in nickel and other metal prices following the move down in copper. Copper's still a bit soft, but has lost some downward momentum recently. And that's pretty much it. So, all the best. Roll on tomorrow.